90% could be the number of you right now who wish you would have gotten one more of those delicious little cake desserts out there because they are fabulous. But that's not the number that I am sharing with you. 90% is significant to us in this room because in 90% of workplace litigation, the employee or the plaintiff first brings his or her concerns internally. You hearing me? In 90% of employment litigation, we have the opportunity to handle that complaint in such a way that the complainant never feels like he or she needs to get outside counsel or go to the EEOC. As a former assistant attorney general, I know how much litigation takes from you, how much resource it takes from you, time, energy, emotional. It's a lot. And I know that you guys would rather avoid that, go do your jobs and go home to your family. So one way we can accomplish this is by changing our approach to employee complaints. All right, let's focus on complaints. Anything big happening in harassment law lately? What do we got out there? You guys know this? The movement is called Me Too. Yeah, exactly. All right, so what is Me Too? It's been in the news. It's everywhere. I want to share this tip with you. The words Me Too have been translated in every language around the globe, except one, and that is French, because they didn't translate Me Too. They went with Balance ton pork. Any French speakers in here? You know that that means out your pig. That's what they do in France. They say hashtag out your pig, and then they put the name of the harasser. The French are so subtle, really. So subtle. The EEOC, of course, has responded since October of 2018 when Me Too first started. In fiscal year 2018, they filed 41 sexual harassment lawsuits, was a 50% increase from the year before, and they recovered $70 million for victims, which is up from $47 million the year before. So everyone is starting to respond, and I mean everyone, because now we're starting to have some backlash. In our harassment classes, one of the ways we take a deeper dive and get people to talk is by asking them this question. Do you feel like the Me Too movement has gone too far? If you had to guess, what percentage of men do you think say yes to this? 90? That is cynical. Actually, it's about 60%. 60% of men, and believe it or not, 45% of women will say that in some cases they think the Me Too movement has gone too far. So this is an interesting time to work with employee relations, to work in employee complaints. Some of the places we're seeing backlash include male leaders who are refusing to have one-on-one conversations with females. And if this is something you're seeing, I cannot say this stridently enough. Please put an end to that. When I think about my own career, if I couldn't have felt comfortable bursting into my senior leader's office alone to get immediate feedback, I would be in a very different place. I do think that males refusing to meet with younger females is a form of gender discrimination. So we can talk about that offline if you're interested, but that's something I feel strongly about. Another place we're seeing backlash is in Title IX. Are there any higher ed people here? Anybody in higher ed? Yeah, just a few. So if you're not following this, we have proposed rules that are pending. We think they're going to come out later this year under Betsy DeVos's Department of Education. To protect the mostly young men who have been accused of sexual harassment, under the new rules, those young men are entitled to cross-examine their female accuser in a live hearing that universities are now going to be forced to host, even though, of course, that's not their skill set. In addition, the definition of sexual harassment used to be behavior that is severe or pervasive. Under the new rules, the definition changes, and it's not harassment unless the behavior is severe and pervasive. So if it only happens one time, no matter how severe it is, it may not rise to sexual harassment. Not surprisingly, Betsy DeVos received over 100,000 comments after these proposed rules were seen. So we're all curious. In fact, my own team has developed a Title IX Institute to try to help our higher ed clients with this because everyone is wondering how this is going to play out. And whatever your field is, you may be seeing some of this as well. To top it off, while I'm telling you the scary news, 50% of U.S. workers today admit to doing something unethical or illegal at work. 50%. So if there are four of you from one agency, two of you have done something really bad lately. Now you're all looking at each other. It was you, right? I know it was you. Over 40% of U.S. college students admit to plagiarizing, right? Plagiarizing. When I was in college, this was a huge deal. Now, not so much. And Americans view lying and cheating more and more as acceptable behavior. So again, this puts more onus on us to try to handle these things correctly and to be more and more vigilant. So what I'd like to do for my remaining time is divide our approach into three categories. What can we do before we get a complaint? What can we do during our handling of the complaint? And what can we do afterwards? So let's talk about before you get a complaint. Nobody likes to do this, but it is really critical that you audit your policies. I know it's boring, but what I'd love to see is that your policy has multiple avenues for reporting. So if someone does feel like they've been harassed or treated unfairly, they have multiple ways to come forward.